today's sugya is Iser Tekiah B'Kelim, which is the natural outgrowth of the previous sugya of Iser Tekiah B'Kelim. Excuse me, Iser Binyan B'Kelim that we had spoken about previously, Binyan Steer B'Kelim. And there is one primary Gemara that we could focus on that will give us the klalim. Mirza Hashem, what we're going to do today is first get the rule based on the Gemara Mem Zayin Amid Aleph. After that, see what the rules that emerge from that Gemara according to some Rishonim tell us about the Iser Bona in general, which we haven't really begun, but we'll create the conceptual framework for the Iser Bona. We'll then go on and see the Shulchan Aruch inside in Shin Yud Gimel Sifim Vav through Ches. We'll try to go through the Sifim there. And then the Masik Shmaita Liba the Hilchasa of examples of Tekiah B'Kelim. And remind me, after Shir, we should discuss Mirtz Hashem what our game plan will be in the next couple weeks together. Okay, so let's take a look at the Gemara Mem Zayin Amid Aleph. The Gemara talks about different utensils that were tightened and attached to each other. The background behind the Gemara is that traveling people favor things that could collapse or can be taken apart and put back together. So the Gemara describes Levi bar Shmuel, about 10 lines from the bottom of Zayin Amid Aleph, Ashkechinu l'Rabbi Abel Ravuna bar Chiyata v'kaimei apischa d'vei Ravuna. Amar lehu, so the question was posed to Rabbi Abba and Rav Huna, Ma'u lehachzir mita shel tirsayim b'Shabbos? What's the halacha going to be about putting back the beds of tirsayim? Does tirsayim have the shorish of tours? I don't know, tours of people moving around. Either way, these were beds that were put together and taken apart. And that the Shaila was posed as a mutter aser. They paskin that it was mutter. The Gemara asks from a Tosefta that seems to hold that it's aser. And the Gemara, we're going to skip down to three lines from the bottom. So these, Rabbi Abba and Rav Huna bar Chiya paskin that it's mutter. And the Gemara then challenges from different brises. And the Gemara then suggests that the psak is going to follow a second brise that's found two lines from the bottom of Amim Zayin Amid Aleph. Melabnos hamito karos hamito ulvachim shel skivis lo yachzir vim hichzir potter aval aser. So here you have different parts of a bed that here Rashi explains four lines from the bottom. These are regalim ketanim of a bed that are put inside. So here the halacha is potter aval aser according to the Tanakama and the lo yiska, but you can't screw them in. This is our topic, tekiah b'kelim. Vintaka, but if you did screw them in, chayiv chatas, then there is a chiyuv chatas. Rav Shimon Gamliel Aimer, emhaya rafui mutter, Rav Shimon Gamliel suggests that if it's loose, it would be mutter. Now, there are many ways to analyze this price and pshat. Some of the avreichim where I discuss with them and say that we're doing it well. And what we're going to do is take the analysis of pshat of this brisa and the halacha as Rabbi Abba himself at Paskin, and see it through the eyes of the Ramban. The Ramban connects this sugya on Daf Kuf Beis on the base. In the original Marmikomus, there was a mistake. It said Kuf Chaf Beis. On Kuf Beis on the base, the Ramban points out that this sugya is connected to the sugya of Binyan and Stira B'Kelim. In other words, the Ramban is bothered that how could it be that when it comes to the instance of the mita that it's going to be aser if at the end of the day we learned in Beitza Yud Aleph Amid Beis Ein Binyan V'Stira B'Kelim. And the Ramban comes back to the Yisod that we've worked on in the Ramban previously. So far so good, Rabbosai. The Ramban comes back to the Yisod that we've worked on previously. If you take a look, the Ramban is the first page in the booklet where the Ramban says in the second column, Dibar Maskel Rav Omer Mishum Bone, the Ramban says as follows, we saw this, if I'm not mistaken, we saw it through the eyes of the Rashba, but we mentioned it was the Shitas HaRamban. Over here, the Ramban, vis-a-vis our sugya, is better to see than the Rashba himself. But the same is so that we saw from the Rashba, that says that if it's a Maisa Uman, and you make a Kli Mitchilaso, then we say the rule, of Binyan Bekelim. When do we say Ein Binyan Bekelim? So the Rajba points out, Badas HaRamban, that's in an instance of where you already have a kli, and you're adding to the kli. But if you're making something that requires a Maisa Uman, in other words, the kli was not functional at all, you're making the kli Al Pi Halacha Mitchilasa, so then in such a case, Zokdei Ligi Ramban, then that is going to be Binyan Bekelim. We saw other approaches, but we're going to run with the Ramban, Arasov. We're going to run with this Ramban ad hasof, and the Avrei Chim and the Avrei Nezer convinced me that this Ramban is according to everybody. Ali b'dehilchasa. So this Ramban is going to be with us the whole way through. So Ramban comes along, and the Ramban says that this is going to be the basic yisod in regards to Bini Mestirukem. Now, this chiluk, by the way, is not aliba to everybody. But in terms of getting into the bowels of Tkiya Bekelim, here the Ramban is very, very beautiful. And the Ramban says, based on this, I could explain this sugya of the Braisa with Rav Shimon Gamliel. And not only does he explain it generally conceptually, he also gets into the details of the pshat to make Rav Shimon Gamliel and the Tanakhama work beautifully. And that is the following. When did we say that the halacha is Ein Binyan Bekelim? There we said Ein Binyan Bekelim in a case of where the kli wasn't made mitchilaso. However, if you take a mita shel tersayim, when you take it apart, das heisnish kein kli. It's not a kli at all. It's a bunch of different poles. It doesn't resemble the bed at all. When you put it together, you're making a kli mitchilaso. Beautiful. You're making the kli mitchilaso. Now, so that's going to be the Isur Daraisa. And then the Ramban says, okay, but that's not enough. It's nice to talk in general, conceptually, and so on, but there are Braises. I know that in Afternoon Seder, we don't cross every T and dot every I, but we have to give the basic way of how to read the Braisa. And the Ramban says, in Dibra Maskul Umash Malinami, he gives us the whole pshat in the Braisa, and he creates three categories that are going to stay with us, halacha l'maisa. Says the Ramban, Umash Malinami, the kol heichi, the taka b'yisaydes, the sikain, chayim nishum boina. If your taka b'yisaydes, that's going to be boina. Beautiful. And that's exactly the top line on Mem Zayin on the biz. V'haynu d'arminu perakol ha-kelim, gzera shem yiska. And that's what we learned in Kol ha-kelim, that you're not allowed to make a kli because we're afraid you're going to come to be tokea b'kelim. V'chayim mishon b'ayna. V'loike moishapirish Rashi. And not like Rashi who said on that Gemara that you're going to be chayv al-tzmaka v'patish. Because as we already delineated in the past, that's Rashi l'shitasa holds. Ein binyin b'kelim l'gabri. But the Ramban says, no, the Gzera Shem Yiska is the Yisra Banya. The Efshe, the Hod Amar Rashbag, the Perakira, Imhayu Rafe Rezen Mutter, even Rashbag is going to fit in. Rashbag is going to agree with the above thesis, and we're going to paskin like Rashbag. Mishun the Sfirale, Ein Binyan Bekelim Beloit Tkia. When is it considered a Maisa Umnus V'chazuk? Think about the words. Maisa Umnus V'chizuk. What is that? That is when you've done it, you were tokeya in the kli. Not when you blew in the kli, not blowing a shofar, but when you tightened the kli strongly. Hilka, hayluk she'ena rafui lav av melachu. And therefore, when it's loose, it's not considered lav av melachu. Ukeshehu rafui mutar lechatchila. And when it's loose, then it's mutar lechatchila. Vaiter neilig Ramban, three lines from the top. V'dafka, v'tanakama, and the Tanakama who said what? What did the Tanakama say? The Tanakhama seemed on some level to disagree with Rav Shimon Gamliel. So Rav Shimon and Seder were asking, where exactly does Rav Shimon Gamliel and the Tanakhama disagree? So says the Ramban, I'll tell you, they're not disagreeing on the Yisur D'Oraisa. So all the conceptual work fits according to both the Tanakhama and Rav Shimon Gamliel. The Tanakhama, Afogav Desavar, Ein Binyan Bekelim Belo Tchia, Kiddika Amar. And the Tanakhama says, Kiddika Amar, V'ntaka Chayv, Mikol Makom Gozar Kol Chazor Afilu Kishu Rafu L'chatchila, Shema Yisaka. The machlokis between the Tanakhama and Rav Shimon Gamliel is when it's loose. The Tanakhama says that there is an Isur Derabanan even when it's loose, and Rav Shimon Gamliel says that when it's loose, it's going to be mutter. Okay. Just one second. I'm sorry. Just want to. Okay. The Mefarshim then point out that therefore what there emerges from the Ramban is three different categories. Let me just put them on the board. We're not going to write a lot on the board today. We don't have to, Baruch Hashem. But the Ramban says that there's three different categories. You have Taka, that's going to be Chayiv Chatas, and that's going to be, according to Ramban, that's going to be Bonin. We're talking about the Yisur Bonin. Then you're going to have what the Poskim call Rafui Ve'ena Rafui. That's going to be a little bit loose. It's going to be in between, medium tight. So that's going to be Aser Midrabanan. And the Machlokis between the Tanakam and Rav Shimon Gamliel was Rafui Lagamri. So then, we Paskin, like Rav Shimon Gamliel, who says that it's going to be Mutter. Now the Avnei Nezer points out that the Rambam agrees with these categories. If you take a look at the Rambam in Perek Yud, Halacha Gimel, then I'll come back to you, Bli Neder Rabban Siyam. If you take a look at the Rambam, Perek Yud, Halacha Yud Gimel, and Chof, Beis, Halacha Chavav, that's the second and third page in the booklet. So then you will see that the Rambam has the rule of being Tokeh B'Kalim as Boneh. If you take a look, the Rambam in Yud Yud Gimel says, Hamachnis halfway through the Halacha, Hamachnis Yad Kardon B'Socha Ayin Shelo. If you put, as this is, seems to be the same case as Ufisa Kana Demara, a Kubez on a base, where you put the hole into a hole, Harezet told us Bonet V'chen Kol Yotzeba. And the Rambam says, anytime you screw things together, so then that's going to be a Tolda of Bonet, and is going to be Chayiv. However, in Perech of Beis, Halacha Chavav, the Rambam has a middle category. This is the category of what we called Rafui Ve'ena Rafui. Take a look at Chav Beis Chavav. The Rambam starts off with things that appear like bonim. And the Rambam says in the second line, Ve'emach zirim menorah shel chulios. You can't put together the menorah shel chulios. That was a discussion in Zayin Amin Aleph. The Rambam puts it in the category of a derabbanan because it's not entirely tight. That's the way the Avnei Nezer understands in Reish Yud Aleph, that you're not tightening it entirely. V'lo kisei ha-mefutzal, v'lo shulchan ha-mefutzal. These are chairs and tables were things that had been separated but put back together, but you're not tokeya them together. We're going to contrast this halacha l'maisa to, let's say, a keter table. Everybody knows keter chairs. Do you know what keter tables are? Keter. Rav David, you made aliyah. Mir Tzashem, you'll know shortly what they are. Keter tables are as follows. They're plastic tables, and they're very convenient because you just screw the legs. They're simple plastic. You screw the legs in and out, and you can just store them very, very, very easily. So a keter table is going to be different than this Rambam because the keter table you screw in. Over here, the Rambam seems to be talking about something that doesn't require tkiya. Says put the keter tables on the side for now. Says the Rambam vin hichsir potter she'ein binyan bekelim vein stira bekelim. So the Rambam says you have this middle category which is also with Rabbanan. And there he evokes the rule binyan bekelim. Zok de magen mishnah in perek yud halacha yud gimel. The Rambam agrees with the Ramban that the Rambam holds that when you're tokeya, that's considered as if you're making a full kli. If you're making a full kli, then the halacha is going to be the iser of bonim. However, if you're not doing tkiya, so then in such a case, it's not considered as if you're making the kli mitchilaso. For those who want to see the magen mishnah, it's the first wide line in the Frankel edition in Perek Yud. And then the third category is Rafui, that's Mutter, Lechatchila, Kaftar, Eferach. These are the three categories, and what's nice and convenient over here is these three categories are Aliba de Hilchasa, it's going to fit into the Shulchan Aruch and the Mishnah Berurah when we besiata the Shema Yisid. So this is the conceptual outline. Yes, Rabban Zion.
I was just going to ask, just in Shachim the Ramban, is it that the Rabbanon or Gozer, is that the Tanakam is Gozer and the Rishon Gamliel is not? Or is it that the Rabbanon or Gozer by every case that's not Taka, or Rishon Gamliel is only, they both have Xer the Rabbanon.
Absolutely.
It's just a question of how far that exactly
correct, goes. And that's the Machlokes. Even though the Braisa, up until I learned the sugya with Rishonim, so when we learn the sugya, very fast in Bikiyas and Shabbos, it sounds like the machlokes of Shimon Gamliel And the Tanakama is a fundamental machlokas on the level of Doraisa. Right. But once the Rishonim get through with it, by the way, just an amazing thing, take a look at the Chazon Ish. Maybe later we'll do it, maybe you could do it later inside. But I'll just point to you, amazing. The Chazon Ish in Simin Nun Os Yud. The Chazon Ish says the exact same chat with the three categories that we just put on the board that we saw from the Ramban on his own. The Chazon Ish, when he wants, on this sugya, quotes the Ramban and the Rajba. For some reason, here he doesn't quote the Ramban and the Rajba. I'm not sure if he didn't see it, or maybe he forgot to write down it's the Ramban. But what works out very nicely is exactly what, I think, exactly, you'll tell me if you agree, exactly what we just said appears in the Chazon Ish, Simin Nun Os Yud, and Chacham Aduf Minavi, the Chazon Ish was Mechave Mamish to the Ramban's analysis of the sugya. I did not spell out what Rabban Zion was driving at, is that you could ask a lot of pshat questions in the Braisa, and what the Ramban has done is he's answered all of those pshat questions. The Chazon Ish asks those pshat questions, and he comes to the same pshat as the Ramban. So here it's nice and neat, where the major Rishon, the Ramban and the Rambam, Ramban and everybody, Vanilva Acharov, and the Rambam all are in one camp. The Avni Nezer astutely points out that if we'd be learning Be'iyun on the Daf, then we would actually have an entirely different type of shir. Because Avni Nezer points out that Tosos on the top of Mem Zayin Amabez is a totally different world. But we're going to, I hate to use this word, but we're going to ignore Tosos and just focus on the world of the Ramban and the Rambam, because Aliva de Hilchasa, that's going to be smoother. Yes?
Just a technical question.
Sure.
When you say tight, it's okay. Does it have to be screwed, or can it be tight without being screwed?
L'chura could be tight even without being screwed. The mashmos of the Rambam is that you have two pieces of wood where you attach them. Let's say the case of the hoe. Sufisa b'kana demara. That we have in Kuf Beis on the Beis. There, it doesn't sound like that you were screwing it in. It's true that our wooden brooms, when you have the wooden broom would be a good example of a domestic example, Sufisa B'Kana Demara, there you screw in the broom into the sweeper itself. But it could, according to Rambam, if you look in Rambam Yud Yud Gimel, it seems like even just simply attaching them, Laharkiv, would be the modern Hebrew word, would be enough to create the chiyuv. Now, Rabosai, those who like halacha lemaisa, I have to ask mechila. For the next 6 minutes, I want to share with you an amazing havana of Rav Isser Zalman Meltzer in Bona. But if you stick with me for these 6 minutes, you will see it will be halacha lemaisa, lemaisa, lemaisa in a week from now. It's not going to be lemaisa yet, but 6 minutes, we'll try to. I want to share with you Rav Isser Zalman's Yisod about this Rambam. He asks a lot of kashas that the Rishonim themselves ask, and I was discussing this a little bit with Rav Matan Rav Yosef yesterday, and we got stuck in a couple of things. And I had such Simchas HaTorah last night. I saw this Rav Isser Zalman is one of the most beautiful pieces I've seen from an Achron this year in Hilchos Shabbos. Now, I found it. Rav Yosef had mentioned that he thinks there's a Rav. We didn't even look at it. And then I saw that Rabbi Ribiat builds most of Hilchos Bona, Hilchos Makkah Patish, on the premises of Rav Isser Zalman's Yisodos here. And it's really, really beautiful. You're going to see only the beauty of it in terms of Halach Lamaisa next week. But for now, now that we're understanding the Ramban and the Rambam, let me just share with you this beautiful, how Rav Isser Zalman uses our sugya to define what we're going to do in the next few minutes, is define the Isser of Bona according to the Rambam. And there are a lot of difficulties. One of the famous questions is, what is Bona and what is Makkah V'Patish? So what Rav Isser Zalman does is he takes a few basic questions in the Rishonim, and he's medayek that the Rambam is a little different than what I presented from the Ma'adi Mishnah. In other words, what we said before is correct Aliba d'Hilchasa. There are three categories. But what Rav Isser Zalman does is he tweaks what exactly is the Hagdara of Bona according to the Rambam. We said that the Rambam's Hagdara is the exact same thing as the Ramban. Rav Isser Zalman says it's not exactly that, and he sets a beautiful theory forward that's going to take us 6 minutes to develop. Take a look on Perik Yud Halacha Yud Zayin. It's right after the Chazon Ish in your Mar Mekomos. Take a look at Vihine HaRambam. Now, Rabbi Issa Zalman Vamevin Yavin starts with the most yeshivish sugya, and that's the sugya Mappis Morsa. We haven't touched the sugya Mappis Morsa. In the yeshivas, that's one of the very popular sugyas. He comes back to the sugya Mappis Morsa. I remember when I did Mappis Morsa as a yeshiva bacher, so that there was this Rabbi Issa Zalman. But because I was focusing on Mappis Morsa, never got into my bones. What a beautiful hagdara he gives within our sugya. So if you take a look, v'hinei Rambam pasach b'perek zayin halacha Gimel. He quotes the Rambam that says Hamachnas Yad HaKordom is going to be chayv. Then he quotes the Magen Mishnah. That the Magen Mishnah says that the Rambam holds that Osat Kli Mitchilaso is going to be chayv. But in the next Dibur Maskil, Vahine, Rabbi Issa Zalman asks the following kasha. Rabbosai, I focus in on this kasha. Such a simple, straightforward kasha. The Gemara tells us that if you do glass blowing, so then, in such a case, there it's going to be a chiyuv of makeh b'patish. That's what the Gemara says in Ayin Heyam Abayis. Now, Rav Matti found yesterday there's Yerushalmi holds a chayv for bona. Rav Ribiat points out that's going to be come out that that's going to be a machlokis rishonim of how to whether we pass like the Bavli Yerushalmi, but the Rambam paskins like the Bavli. So the kasha is if the Magen Mishnah is right, that the Rambam holds that if you make a kli from the beginning, the halacha is that it's bona. So why is it that making a kli from glass is not considered bona? Rabbi says, it's not a complicated question. You hear the kasha? Why is it, that's what he asks in Divrei Maskil V'Hineh, why is it that making a kli from glass, why would that not be an iser of bona? So therefore, Rav Issa Zalman suggests a fascinating yisod. He points out another anomaly in Hilchos Bona, and that is that the Rambam paskins that not only are making items at times bona, even though glass is not bona, but even items that you would never think is bona, is bona. Look back in Halacha Yud Gimel. Some of you already know this, but you probably didn't focus on it. The Rambam starts off in Halacha Yud Beis is the Av of Bona, and then he gives two Tolados. One is making an Oel, that's a Tolada of Bona, and then the second Tolada is the strangest of all Hilchos Shabbos. I challenge you to find the stranger Halacha. And that is making cheese is Bona. Halacha Yud Gimel, let's see it again. Ha'oisa oil kavua, Reza told us bona v'chayiv. That's bona. And then he says, and also if you make a kli adama, v'chein ha'migabeinus ha'gvina, Reza told us bona. If you make cheese, that's bona. Now, what, if you make cholent, that's not bona, that's bishul. But making cheese is bona. So what's the omek of that? Says Rav Issa Zalman, if you read the Rambam carefully, the Rambam is telling us that there are two different types of tolados of bona. One is ohel, that's one tolada, and the other is taking pieces together and being markiv them. What cheese does is it curdles the different pieces of milk and it brings it together to make it ugush echad. Oh, if that's so, so now the Rambam reads as follows. The Rambam, when he says that Tokeya is going to be Chayiv, that is the Tolada. Bona has two parts. One type of Bona is that when you take a edifice and it creates an OL, it covers over things. So making an OL also is a Tolada. But Bona also, in its odd form, is you take different parts together and you make it into an ohel. So the tolada is one of the two parts of the avos. Either you take something which is solid and you drape it over something, you make a tent, that's ohel, that resembles the av of bona. Or you take different parts and you attach them together in a manner that's strong and lasting, that's of course the takua, and that's also a tolada of bona. Would it be helpful if I put on the board, or so far so good, Rabbosai? So far so good? Beautiful. If that's so, says Rav Issa Zalman, so now we could deal with the question of binyan bekelim. He says, take a look at the Rav Maskil v'achshav. V'achshav v'yushav shapir. This is the Eben HaOzel on the second page, on the back page. V'achshav v'yushav shapir gedr dinayim binyan bekelim. Daha da'arim binyan bekelim haynu b'tolada rishana do'asiyas ohel. A kli isn't the real ohel. A kli isn't the real ohel. In other words, if you're gonna show me a tent that's made out of a kli, so you say ein binyan mekelim. There's no binyan mekelim. For something to be called a tent, it needs to be attached to the ground. I have a cousin that's coming to Israel who that's his business. He builds tents. If I would show him a kli that ohel that's not attached to the ground, does hasten shenayo. So there needs to be mechuber karka. On that we say ein binyan mekelim. But the other halacha of the harkiv dvarim to make things tight, that's the din of baina. Then you're going to be chayiv al tzbaina. And there's no rule of ein binyan mekelim. That Rav Issa Zalman says is the hadara of baina. Rabbi Ribiat's going to use this for us halacha l'maisa later on. And he's going to say, okay, when it comes to makav patish, you could be chayiv even if it's not takua. But for bone, then you're going to be chayiv only if it's tight. Laharkiv advarim, if it's takua, that's the isra of bone. That falls into the other category. And vice versa, ohel doesn't necessarily have to be takua as long as it's attached to the ground and it's creating a tent, there's a better English word, overhang over the ground. So then in such a case, that would be the geder ha'iser. Rabbi Ribiat, and I think he did a fantastic job, was magdir, the hilchos bona and hilchos makar the patish, based on this yisod, and we're going to elaborate on Mirtzah Shem Tuesday. We won't have Shira Monday. We'll elaborate on Mirtzah Shem Tuesday on this in terms of getting into halach l'maisa as far as makar the patish. Okay, my 6 minutes of iyun are up. And this is your soul that's going to be very, very helpful down the line. Now we're ready with these two hakdamas. Hakdama number one of what is Yisr Tzkiya, roughly Ve'ena, roughly and roughly. Hakdama number two is what exactly is the Yisr Tzkiya? According to the Ramban, the Yisr Tzkiya is to create a tkli mitchila batzof. According to the Ramban, it's a tolada of bone, laharki v'sadvarim, to make them tight. If it's not going to be tight, so then it's only going to be a tolada of bone. This is why Reb Chaim had just an amazing effect on the world. Reb Chaim used to say that when Reb Issa Zalman sits next to him, the channels of his brain, tzinorot shalamoach, begin to work. Just having Reb Issa Zalman sitting next to him. Reb Issa Zalman was a combination of a tzaddik and an ilui she'en kamo. This Torah, it's one of the most beautiful Torahs that I've seen this year. It's a beautiful, beautiful yisod. It answers so many questions. Oh, I didn't explain how it answers the glass-blowing question. That answers the glass-blowing question, right? Because what was the kasha? The kasha was, according to the Ramban, why would it be that glass-blowing is not considered bona? Why is it makar patish? So the answer is that when the Ramban shita is that it's not going to be makar patish unless you're being markiv dvarim when it comes to kelim. You have to be markiv dvarim. Blowing the glass is not being markiv dvarim. And that's where it always bothered me. Why is it that the Rishonim are so obsessed with tekiya? What is it about tekiya? The answer, according to Rav Issa Zalman, B'dasa Ramam, is tekiya is the component of bringing different things together. So makar patish, it could still be. It will be makar patish. But bona, it's not going to be. Bona, it's not going to be. Mamish Mesameach, take a look at the whole piece. It's beautiful. Now we're ready for the Heilige Shulchan Aruch. Zok de Mechaber. Simin Shin Yud Gimel Sif Vav. Mita shel prakim. If one has a bed that's made out of different pieces, aser lachziro lahatka, it's prohibited to put them together. Oh, what's this aser lachzir? That is the Ramban in Perek Chof Gimel. The Ramban that said that there's an isra that's doma to bone. Vim toka chayiv chatos. And if you're tokay, you're going to be chayiv chatos. Just to show you that the Rambam is Aliba de Hilchasa, take a look at Shin Yudalit Tes before we go on in Vav. Take a look at Shin Yudalit Tes. Shin Yugimel Tes. Shin Yugimel Tes. Take a look at Shin Yugimel Tes. Hatokeya Eitz Be'etz. Mamish the Rambam at Verek Yud Halacha Yugimel. If you put one piece of wood into the other, Bein Shetaka B'masmer, whether you use a nail to attach, Bein Shetaka Be'etz Atzma Atchin Sachid, Hareza Toladas Bona, that's going to be the Yisotolada of Bona. Lahar Kivis Advarim, that's going to be an Yisr Bona. But if you're not doing it Takua, then it's only going to be an Yisr Durabonin. We're going to continue reading the Shulchan Aruch through first the words of the Shulchan Aruch, and then we're going to come back to the Ramaz additions, the Ramaz Chumrah. The Mechaber continues, V'im ha'hi refuya, and if it's loose, mutu l'chatchila. So Rabosa, you see, Mamish, our three categories on the board are right here in the opening words of the Shulchan Aruch. Then the Rov Rishonim say, V'kol shel prakim mutu l'farko u'lachzir b'shabbos. But if it's a cup that you attach and you take apart, so that's going to be mutter to do on Shabbos. The way the Mishnah Berurah explains this halacha, will run with the Mishnah Berurah, is that koshel brachim, it's never the derech to tighten them very strongly. At most, the koshel brachim reaches the category of hiduk. So, in other words, you attach them, but it doesn't reach the point of takua, and therefore, it's mutter lefarko lachzir b'shabbos. Let's take a look at the Mishnah Berurah Mem Dalet, where he spells that out. The kol shel prakim sheyesh kos shemefarkin osam me'al ragel lefarko lachzir kishu rafu etam de'ein derech la'adei kol kach b'chosir sheyechosh k'mo tekiya ve'al kein ein lochu shema yiska. Therefore, you don't have to be choshesh for lest he come to do tekiya. So this is the psak of the Mechaber. The Mechaber continues, V'yesh Misha Omer, that there are some who disagree, Shadin Kos Kedin Amita, that hold that Kos is also going to be Aser. Continues the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat Memhei, what's the Pshad in that Shita? V'yesh Misha Omer, what does Yesh Misha Omer hold? Svir Leikivan Al Kaparim Derech Lahadeik, since the Derech, even though the Derech is not to do Takua, but the Derech is Lahadeik, to attach, Gam B'Rafui Aser Kamova Pita Shal Prakim. Also, roughly is going to be usher. So Rabosai, machlokas number one that we have between the Mechaber and the Rama and the Shulchan Aruch is in regards to kol shel prakim. This is a machlokas between me and the Maharami Rutenberg, as the Tour quotes it, and the Tour. The Tour says, you know, there's no reason to be machmir, and that's the stam of the Shulchan Aruch, and the Maharami Rutenberg is machmir. And the Mishnah Berurah explains the machlokas is because a kol shel prakim you don't attach as tightly as you do a bed. When it comes to a bed, so then in such a case you got to really attach it tightly. Why? Because if you don't attach it tightly, it's going to fall apart. And then you're going to fall on the floor. A kol shel prakim doesn't need to be attached. What is a kol shel prakim? So the answer is I'm not sure, but I think a kol shel prakim is something that's similar to our kosos that have a stem today. If you have a kos with a stem, with a stand, so then if you're traveling and you want to save space, so if they would attach, you could take the base off, away from the stem, and the stem, you could throw them all into the one cup, something along those lines. So kos shel prakim, you don't attach them as tightly. So here we have a machlokis, if the derech is not to be tokeya, then would it be mutter or aser? In terms of how we paskin, so 2 points in regards to how we paskin on this halacha. First of all, the Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkat Memvav, V'yesh Misha Omer, U'lechatchil yesh lahachmir kadei azu. Lechatchil, one should be machmir according to that opinion. Achim u'l'tzor shavs yishismo chadei rishona. So it could very well be that if you have something that is never becomes tightened, so then in such a case, then the halacha would be that it would, in the case of Shas Hadchak, you could rely on the lenient opinion. I had difficulty coming up with a couple of practical examples for this. I'm not sure what would be the practical example of a kos shel prakim. If somebody thinks of one, I would appreciate it. I didn't see in the Kitzur books anybody delineate a very practical example of kosher brachim. But again, it's not as tight as those things that you're tokea, that you screw in. So therefore, the keter tables that we're going to talk about shortly, that is screwed in tightly, that would not qualify as kosher brachim. And the best thing would be to think of examples of utensils. Maybe they're traveling, you know what that would be, you know, as I'm speaking it out, travel utensils. There are some travel utensils that are put apart and taken together and put apart. So then in such a case, those things that you have to attach would be mutter. Or sometimes something like that. Oh, so that is going to be mutter for an entirely different reason. But I'm thinking about, like, sometimes you have things that, what's it called when that's used to take out the salad?
Salad servers?
Salad servers is another word for it. But so those, sometimes they're attached, they're, you know, any type of utensil that you would put together and take apart in terms of usage, so then in such a case that would qualify as kosher proper. There, the derech is not litkoa to make it really, really tight. So that's going to be subject to this debate. So lechatchila, those things should be done before Shabbos. The Malkum Tzor Shabbos is going to be mutter. The Chazon Ish Ayin Sham also, I'll just give you a reference, the Chazon Ish points out that since this is a din derabanan, and most Rishonim disagree with the Maharam Rutenberg, that he thinks that there's a lot of room to be makel. If you take a look in the Chazon Ish in Dibur HaMaskil Ubed Beis Yosef HaMechaber, the Chazon Ish is makel on this issue. We're going to see he's makel on two issues. Okay, so that's issue number one, what emerges from the Mechaber, what emerges from just the Mechaber. The next issue that we're going to discuss, Minu Be'ubei, is a machlokas between the Mechaber and the Ramah. Yes, David?
This Chad Pami Gavad thing, you come with a stem, that you put, they come separate. Does that fit the
category? So that might be even better because it's Chad Pami. And it could be better and worse. It goes in both directions. So they're just attached. They're just attached. So if they're just attached, and you're mahadek them, so then the chura that would be totally in these two days. The chura should be. It should be, and the chachilah should be done before Shabbos, and b'shas hadchak one could be make a lechura. We'll try to think more and say they're together. About there, we'll discuss more. A regel achas, that's what it seems. The next issue is a machlokes between Mechaber Ramah in terms of how to read Sivvav. The Ramah says when the Mechaber says v'imhi refuya, the Mechaber is not only talking about whether you make it rafui or not. But the Mechaber is talking about whether the derech is to be rafuya. You take a look, let's read again now the first line of the Mechaber. V'im hi darka lios rafuya. If the derech is for it to be loose. What's the Ramah doing when he adds the words darka lios? The Ramah is adding a chumra. The Ramah's chumra that he's adding is as follows. The Ramah is saying that if the derech is for it to be rafui, so then in such a case, says the Ramah, the derech is to be rafui, then it's mutter. But what happens if the derech is lahadek? The derech is to make it tight. Like the keter leg, okay? The derech is to make it tight. But you just make it rafui, according to the Ramah, it's going to be aser. By the way, the irony of ironies is where did the Ramah get it from? He got it from the Beis Yosef himself. This was the Beis Yosef's diuk in the Torah. So, but the Shulchan Aruch himself doesn't mention this. So then you follow the interesting part. It's the Mechaber's Chumra, but the Mechaber himself doesn't mention it. The Ramah paskins this way, Aliva de Hilchasa. And this is how Rabbi Ribiat paskins Halacha L'maisa. If you take a look on page 1048, this is at the end of your booklet. I really love how Rabbi Ribiat did Bona and Makapatish. I had a hard time with some of the other Kitzur Svarim. For example, Sefer Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa is very scant on it. Aside from the fact, in general, Rav Neuvert Zatzal is not Masader conceptually, but even within the footnotes, I found that there isn't a lot that one could glean from the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa, but Rabbi Ribiet does a really, really nice job. If you take a look at the first two malachos, screwing a broomstick into a broom, that's going to be the Isser of Bonin. Number two, replacing a loose chair leg, that also is going to be Bonin. And then he adds in parentheses, replacing the leg loosely is also prohibited rabbinically because of the risk that one will inadvertently tighten it and screw it in. Gzeira shema yitaka. So the halacha is that even if you're going to do it roughly, we're afraid that you're going to be tokeya, and therefore the halacha is that it's going to be usur. So if the only time it's going to be mutter is if it's darkalios roughly. If it's not darkalios roughly, then the halacha is that it's going to be usur midrabban. So if it's screwing a broomstick into a broom, that's the usur daraisa. If it's replacing the leg loosely into the table, so then in such a case, that's going to be an Isser. That's going to be an Isser Derabban. So, okay, so this is the first two issues that emerge from the Mechaber. I want to note that even though Rabbi Ribiat paskins that way, if you take a look in the Chazon Ish, in that same reference that I gave you before, in Dibra Maskel Ube Beis Yosef, in that Chazon Ish, going back, you will see that the Chazon Ish says that at the end of the day, the Shulchan Aruch himself didn't quote this halacha. If the derech is to be takua, then it's going to be aser. And therefore, the Chazon Ish says there's no makar for this chumra, that depending on whether derech is lahadek or not, and therefore the Chazon Ish holds, rafui is always mutter. Chazon Ish holds roughly is always mutter. It seems Rabbi Ribiat did not paskin like this Chazon Ish. The Mishnah Berurah didn't paskin like this Chazon Ish either. But you should have in your back pocket that the Chazon Ish holds that roughly is mutter. So therefore, if you have other snifim la'akel, you should know that the Chazon Ish was makel in Dibra Maskel Ube Beis Yosef on both of the above shilas. Again, to crunch, shila number one, could you be makel on roughly where the derech is to be takua? That was the second shila. And then the first shaila that we had was in regards to kos shel prakim, whether you have to be machmer on something that's not takua or not. In both instances, the Chazon Ish is makel, the Mishnah Berurah is machmer on the case of darka, but he's makel b'shas hadchak, l'tzorek Shabbos, in the case of kos shel prakim. So far, so good, Rabosai. Any questions, clarifications? Good. Okay. We are now about to go into one of the most fascinating areas in all of Hilchos Shabbos, and that is the Magen Avram quoted by the Mishnah Berurah, that this Magen Avram is the most important Marah Makom for the Chazon Ish and Rav Shlomo Zalman on how to paskin on electricity today. Now, obviously, we can't do the whole sugi of electricity. That's not our sugi now. But I do want to share with you this fascinating Magen Avram and give you the Mar Mekomos of where the Chazon Ish and Rav Shlomo Zalman exploded from this small Magen Avram. Amazing thing that this Magen Avram has profound implications. So let me first start with the words of the Magen Avram himself, and then we'll see it in the Mishnah Berurah. And then B'siyata D'Shmaya, just show how that's applied in terms of electricity, because this is the makar. This is the sugya that is the springboard for whether electricity is an iser bona. So the Magen Avram in Sifkaton Yud Beis on the words Vikos Mutter, he says She'ein Derech Lahatko V'Nirali Dekoso Shelon. He says, those cups that are tightened really tightly, that's going to be usur. And then he says, but don't extrapolate this halacha in regards to jar covers. Shasuim kach, dahasam einam asuim lekiim, rak leposchon ulesamvron tamid. Ayin Shin Yud Dalid Sif Yud. The Magen Avraham is bothered, is closing a can going to be an issue of bona? Because when you close a can, you're doing tokeya. So he says, those utensils that you mamish have to be tokeya tightly, einachanami, that's going to be asur. What about a jar? So that, of course, is quoted by the Mishnah Berurah. Now let's see it in the Mishnah Berurah. I wanted to read the holy words inside, because something that's so important to do inside. Shari to hasam ein asuim lekiyum rak lepasam on sagran tamid v'chein kasev atas. This is the heter to open and close jars. Now, on this issue, the Chazon Ish dealt with this Magen Avraham because he needed to explain how his chiddush lahalacha was different than the Magen Avraham's heter. The Chazon Ish says as follows. Here we go. We have a cord that's attached to the wall, and you have a computer, and you turn on the computer. Says the Chazon Ish, in that case, that's bona. Why? Because the moment in which you send electricity through the cord, so then you are making the computer work. That's going to be bona. The Chazon Ish has other reasons why it's going to be aser. But that in itself is going to be bona. And he argues it might even be mechuber. We spoke about in Hilchos Tefilas Kehilim, right? So whether that's considered mechuber. That the Chazon Ish says is going to be bona. You're taking something that has all the potential to work, and you're turning it on. Now it works. You turn it off, it doesn't work anymore. That's so sir. Turn it back on, it's bona. But the Chazon Ish knows that someone, a young Talmid Chacham Yerushalayim, is going to write him a letter, and he's going to say that, wait a second, no, that's not bona, because the derech of the way for electricity to be used is to be constantly turned on and turned off. So before we respond to that young Talmid Chacham, let's take a look and see the Chazon Ish inside. You should just know at least where the Chazon Ish is found. This is in Simen Nun, Sif Tes, on the first side of the Chazon Ish, all the way on the bottom in Dibar Maskel Ot. And he says, that's going to be, by the way, I said Bona. Here the Chazon Ish uses the words Tikun Mana. But later he uses the word Bona. Since now you are allowing the computer to do all of its functioning, it's no different than making a kli. I have to bring the people halfway around the world a little closer. It's considered close to osa kli. V'kol shekein kan. Shekol achutin amechubar and lebayis. Vavle kibonim b'mechubar v'ein kam mishum ein binyan kelim. He says it doesn't qualify as being kelim. En adino kim mechubar. It's considered mechubar because of the cord. As Rav Yisrael alluded to in his reference, that this would be a fascinating maramakom in terms of what the Chazon Ish Shita would be about tefilas kelim, that Bukhuri could infer that. But nachzor l'inyaneinu, that's the crunch of the Chazon Ish. But the Chazon Ish knows that you're going to ask on him from this Magen Avraham. He knows that you're going to say, but wait a second. If you have something that you're constantly opening and closing, so then that's not considered bona. And that was what the Magen Avraham said in regards to the jar tops. So far so good, Rabosai? Okay. So the Chazon Ish here is a little bit vague, and the Dirshu did an amazing job. Because I mean, I've tried in the past to attack the sugya of electricity, and it's overwhelming when you start reading the Chazon Ish. And basically, it's now three volumes in of the Ma'orei HaEish is now three volumes. But what the Dirshu did within our sugya is they crunched the three volumes into three paragraphs. They did an absolutely fantastic job. But first, let's see it in the holy words of the Chazon Ish first, and then And then we'll see the summary. Says the Chazon Ish on page 148, on the next page, Dibar Maskel Vahadikasvu. Vahadikasvu Ataz Vahamagin Avram. It's the third paragraph from the top. So right on the top, he said that it's going to be Boneh. He says, Vahadikasvu Ataz Vahamagin Avram Simin Shinyu Gimel. The mutalit koas kisuyakli kivin shomaliskal koach. So if it's omed, if it's something you're constantly opening and closing, the Mag Avram says that's mutter. He says haynu dafke bekisui she'ein stimas hakli binyan. That's only in the case of a cover of a jar. Elashimush dekli sasam leolam ena kli. The kol inyan akli hu lios patuach ulashamish bo. A kli is used, says the Chazon Ish, when it's open, not when it's closed. Ulechasoso shelo b'shashimush. And when you're not using it, you close it. V'hilkach ein hakisui v'akli kechad. They're not considered one thing when you close it. El shneig shamim mishtatfim b'shimush. But there are two items that work together as partners. But it's not considered as if you made a kli when you closed it. When you close it, says the Chazon Ish, it's no longer a kli. When you close it, it's no longer a kli. And that's what the Magen Avram is saying. The Magen Avram is saying that's not considered binyan bekelim because when you close it, it's not a kli. Take a look at the Dirshu that summarizes it beautifully. The Dirshu is in your booklet on the last page before Rabbi Riviat, and number 35. Begedro shel heter zeh, kosav ha-chazon ish, shekivan she'efshar l'shtamish b'kli im ha-michse yasagur la'olam. You can't use the kli when the michse is covering it. Nimtza she'ofen ha-shimush b'kli hu ha-yidei psichaso v'sigiraso. 25. Is when you open and close. Fichas skiras hamichse ena chashuva k'mo meleches hakli el kashimish blo. Avol kli shemarkivim oso k'dei l'shtamish bo. But a kli that you're markiv, and when you're markiv, you make it work. You hear that, Rabosai? You hear that? When you're markiv, when you join it together, that's when it works. Mita shelter sayim. When you join it together, that's when it works. Kaishel prokim. When you join it together, that's when it works. All of those things, the tkiah is what makes it work. So when you do a tkiah to make it work, that's called binyan bekelim. What the Magen Avraham is saying is that when you close it, then you're not making it work. Now, yesh lodin, whether that's what the Magen Avraham says, but that's how the Chazon Ish understands. In Kenim Advarim, says the Chazon Ish, the young Talmud Chacham from Yerushalayim is not going to have any taina on me. He's going to say, but what electricity, the whole nature is to constantly open and close. You're going to say that I'm being bone, the computer, when I'm opening it, boning and close. No, that's not binyan, that's derech, that's tashmisho, that's the way you use it. Show me that that's so. When you put a kli together, that's called bone. Does it have to be that in the case of Mita Shelter Sayim, that you left it for 24 hours? No. No. Kaneshal Sayyadin Vamevin Yavin that we didn't discuss. Was that for 24 hours? No. So it doesn't have the Hagdar of 24 hours like other cases of Bona. And therefore, the Chazon Ish says that you have no raya from the Magen Avraham. However, Rav Shlomo Zalman doesn't agree with that definition.
Why is it different than opening the door and closing it?
What's that?
Why would that be different for the Chazon Ish than opening and closing a door?
What's the difference between Mita Shelter Simon opening and closing the door?
Chazon Ish is going to be matter opening and closing a door.
For right? Sure.
So then, why?
Which you're comparing that to a computer?
Yeah.
Okay, so let's go back to the halacha. Let's go back to Mita Shelter Simon. Or Kanish El Sayyadin. Kanish El Sayyadin were different poles. We didn't mention this example. Kanish El Sayyadin, here we go. We have Imam Shev Kanish El Sayyadin in the Kola classroom. When you put the markers in on top of each other, so you would attach them to do a function, then you take them apart.
Even today, that's the painters that they attach, that's what the Gemara describes. So the painters, when they do it, no one's going to say that if it's only considered that you've done a kli, if the kli is going to last for 24 hours. The pashtus, one's not going to say that. That the general, that you use it for that amount of time. Look, they're making all this noise, eventually they're going to paint. So when they paint like that, they're not going to do it for 24 hours. They're going to do it for the amount of time that's normal for them to, just for the amount of time that it takes to do the job. So then that's called making a kli. And therefore, the same thing in regards to your computer. The derech is for you to make a computer and close a computer, make a computer and close a computer every single time you... Taka, that's the way many of us today use the computers. Many of us don't even turn off... You put press the off button, right? We open the computer, the electricity goes on. We close the computer and the electricity goes off. Yesh lo, I don't know exactly the mitzvahs of whether there's still a little bit of electricity that's running through, but let's just assume that entirely goes off. Obviously, we're not talking hilchos electricity now. Everybody understands that we're not trying to be makif the whole sugya. We're just giving an introduction of how it's being used within the context of our sugya. So then, in such a case, that's the same thing, like kana shel sayadim. The answer to your question about the door within a halacha is that the door is considered derech tashmisha. The hainu, that a door is already mechubar, the binyan already exists. A chelek of the binyan is the door. And then you open and close the door, but that's not considered being mosef ala binyan. Over here, the computer doesn't work. The whole computer doesn't work. The binyan works. The whole binyan works. The whole binyan works. The whole binyan is working. And this is a chelek of that thing. Here, the whole computer is going to be dependent on whether you open it or close it. That will be the distinction. However, Rav Shlomo Zalman, of course, did not hold that it was bona. And the Mar Mokom is in Mincha Shlomo Aleph Yud Aleph, aside from the whole Sefer Ma'oreh Ha'esh. In Aleph Yud Aleph, Rav Shlomo Zalman disagrees. He obviously, there are many, many issues, more than just one that we're focusing on now. We're staying on our blot in Mishnah Brura, but the Rav Shlomo Zalman says that that's not the Pshat in the Magen Avraham. And if you take a look, and we're going to see it through the eyes of the Dirshu. I found Rav Shlomo Zalman's formulation a little unclear. So that's why the Dirshu I found is very, very helpful. If you take a look in the second paragraph, Rav Shlomo Zalman is clear on many, many things in that piece, but Dafka, how to deal with this Magen Avraham, was a little bit vague to me. So the Dirshu was helpful. If you take a look at Vahagrashaz Orbach in the second paragraph, Kosabir Acher Betam Heter. He learns a different shot why the Magen Avraham, says Mutter. Shikivan She'av Kisha Kisui Ein Ala Kli, Adayin Nechshev Akli Be'enei B'nei Adam Kikli Shalim. Leficha Chachibur Amichse Lekli Ein Nechshev Ligmar Melechas Akli. Shekein Akli Nechshev Kigomor Af Kodem Achibur. So Rav Shlomo Zalman says, no. The pshat in the Magen Avraham is that the jar is a kli, whether it has the cover on it or not. In contrast to the koshel prakim, the koshel prakim is not usable until you attach it. The jar and its cover are usable, the jar is usable whether it has the cover or not. So if you have something that's usable, and then you're opening and closing it, so then in such a case, that's going to be mutter. Therefore, Rav Shlomo Zalman says that when it comes to electricity, who says that the kli is not called a kli without the electricity? It's called a kli. It's not like the kli doesn't exist at all. The kli is called a kli. If the kli is going to be called a kli, so then in such a case, halacha is that it's going to be mutter. And it's akin to the case of the Magen Avraham. The Chazon Ish needed to explain why the case of the Magen Avraham is different. And he says a tremendous chiddush in the Magen Avraham to say that when the jar is closed, it's not even called a jar. And therefore, what you're doing over there is not something that you just open and close and open and close. The Chazon Ish says, the Rav Shlomo Zalman gives a different pshat. So that this is one of the Mar Mekomos in regards to electricity. I just want to add something very geschmack. The Chazon Ish, of course, is Lishitaso. The Chazon Ish is Lishitaso about how he holds, you look at a closed kli. The Chazon Ish holds that once you have a kli that's closed, it loses its shame kli entirely. And that's what he says is pshat in the Magen Avraham. So it's the Chazon Ish Lishitaso from Simin Nun, Sif Katan Tes, to the Chazon Ish in Simin. Everybody remember exactly where it was? Chazon Ish in regards to breaking Kalim, there where he said that Halach is at Smutter. I don't have my Chazon Ish with me. Therefore, there he said it's going to be Mutter in that instance. Okay, so you have two Avanas in the Magen Avram. If you take the Chazon Ish's understanding in regards to Binyan B'Kalim, you'll have to say the Magen Avram is different. The Rav Shlomo Zalman himself, Al Pishi Tasso, had a totally different Avana that's not considered making a Kli at all, because the Kli is in existence whether you have it open or whether you have it closed. In contrast to Mita Shel Prakim, so then in such a case, it's not a Kli until you create it, similar to what we saw in the Ramban, that the Ramban says, Mita Shel Prakim, you're creating the Kli Mitchilasa. Over here, you have the Kli, whether it's open or closed, it's considered a Kli, and that's the Pshat in the Magen Avram. Okay, Rabbosai, this is today's Sugya, and now let's just see how examples of it, halacha lemaisa. So we saw one from Rabbi Ribiat, 1 and 2. If you take a look at page 1048, so there he has a list of issues of bone. We saw 1 and 2, screwing a broom and stick into a broom. Number 2, replacing a loose chair leg. Number 3, assembling or repairing a model airplane or a similar toy. Number 5, this comes up, replacing the wheel of a stroller that came off. Now, if the wheel, when it's generally attached again to the stroller, is going to be attached b'derech hiduk, then it will be aser for you to attach it, even b'derech rafui, according to most poskim, except the Chazon Ish. So b'shas hadchak, it's kedai to ask a shaila whether you could rely on that Chazon Ish lemaisa. But Rabbi Ribi echoes with the Mishneh Berurah. Okay. Assembling a child's tricycle or bicycle as well. Page 1049. A portable baby crib consisting of removable fitted parts may not be assembled for use on Shabbos, even though it is designed to be regularly assembled and dismantled. Even merely raising and lowering the mattress frame by removing its pegs and then securing them into corresponding grooves is likewise forbidden. Okay. A prefabricated chair or bench may not be assembled on Shabbos, even though it is designed to be assembled and disassembled, because that would be like Mita Shel Trisayim or Mita Shel Prakim. However, a collapsible chair, I'm now saying on my own, this I'm not reading anymore, a collapsible chair or a collapsible table is going to be mutter. But to refit these things that are meant to be taken apart and put back together is going to be usser. Okay. Finally, of course, is the interesting discussion in regards, oh, by the way, in 1051, he gives a list of things that are mutter, that are folding. So let's take a look at that before we get to the where there's some lack of clarity. On 1051, a folding bed or cot, a folding chair, a folding bench, a folding playpen, a folding crib. We don't call it that. What would you call it today? Pack and play. A pack and play, a folding stroller. Leaving aside, we're going to have to talk about about a stroller, where there are times that's a little bit more of a shaila, but a folding stroller, all these things are mutter, because what you're doing is the kli exists, and simply collapsing, opening it or closing it, the halacha is that's going to be mutter. Yes, Rav David?
I just missed one point.
Sure.
Will Rav Shlomo Zalman say that these examples that Rav Riviat just noted would be mutter, or not? But the removable parts like the crib.
Right, so I think he would, because he would say, he would say as follows. He would say, when did the Magen Avram say it's mutter? When it was something that already was considered a full-fledged kli. Over here, the moment in which you take out the in the crib, you separate the piece, so the mattress would fall. So then it's no longer a crib. So then by reattaching it, now you've made it into a crib again.
Meaning, which one would agree to?
Yeah. I think so.
You'd only say what he said if everyone agrees to the
function. Exactly. So in the case of the crib, so over there, you what you're doing over there is making it no longer a kli and then making it cancel.
Let's say removing the guardrail.
Right.
Doesn't make it not a bed anymore. It's still sleepable.
Okay. Right, right. So the guardrail might be different, and that might depend on whether you're doing that. That might be a different diyun. Then we have to get involved. What happens? Yeah. Eina chanami. I think the guardrail is less pashut than the examples that he gave. Right. What Rav David is raising is what happens if you have a crib that's entirely functional, but you have an added piece.
So that may not be functional.
Right, but that might be enough to be still be considered a kli. So Amir Tzeshem, we'll get back to that next week, because that might take us from the category of bona to the category of makabe patish. Because that could qualify as makabe patish. We're definitely not going to say that it's mutter, but ein hachanami, it's not borur, that will be usser based on the above guidelines. Okay, but all the examples are folding, so then in such a case, halacha would be mutter. The most interesting vague gray area, of course, is in regards to games. So if you take a look at page 1050, so you have games that are put together and taken apart, so that's could go in either direction. Dainu. On the one hand, if you have games like Tinker Toys, Lego, and Erector sets, so all of those types of things, you're tokeya, you make them into a kli. On the other hand, it could very well be that they're going to be different because the whole nature of the kli is that you make it in order to take it apart. So Rabbi Ribiat comes out with kula that at least one does not need to stop children from making those kalim. His rule is as follows. He says, number one, since it's a binyan l'shah l'zman muat, so then in such a case it would be mutter according to some poskim. The problem with that is, as I mentioned before, the Chazon Ish is beferish machmir in that case. The Chazon Ish holds, and Rabbi Ribiat points that out, the Chazon Ish said that electricity, that it's turned on and off, even for a few seconds, the halach is, he says, that's going to be aser. So there are poskim who hold that if the derech could be bonus for a short period of time, then we'll qualify as bonus. Rav Shlomo Zalman was, if I recall from Rav Nevinzal, was a little bit more makel on it in this situation, but one should be aware of that that halacha. Yes, Rav David, if I could hear you. What?
It's also meant to be pulled
back. Right. In other words, those poskim who say that in general binyan l'shah is 24 hours, what would they do in regards to kalim? I hear the kasha. The other heter that's suggested is that those, it's derech tashmisho. In other words, those things that are made to be constructed and deconstructed. Not that it's its usage, but that's how it's made. It's made to be, that's part of their functional use. It's made to be, it's the whole game is to put apart and to take apart. Maybe in such a case that there'd be room to be make of derech tashmisho. And Rabbi Ribiat, I think Rav Belsky and others were makel in this regard. Rav Nevinzal, halacha lemaisa, I remember there was some talk once when someone asked him about it, was a little bit hesitant to be makel. I believe, though, the minig ha'olam is to be makel. It's not to stop children from playing with these toys. Although it is interesting, if you could play with your child, you have two sets of toys to play with them, there could be that it might be better to play chess with them as opposed to Lego. But maybe another game might be better for adults to play. But the minhag ha'olam is to be makel. It could be hamahadrin. There might be an inyan not to play with this as well. This would be a case where the Chazon Ish, we had two big kulas from the Chazon Ish earlier. This would be a chumrah from the Chazon Ish. Yeah. And his makel amaisa. Shakar. Okay, just in terms of our schedule, so I think, Rabbi Bosa, if it's okay with you, I'm not going to be back until next Tuesday. So what I would recommend is as follows. I'll try to give you my Rukomos Amakta Vipatish, some Marimukomos already by tomorrow. I think, if it's okay with you, I'd like to do Makta Vipatish and OL before we wrap up. So that means we'll be Makta Vipatish on Tuesday in the middle. Brashia. And on Thursday, we'll start OL. And as soon as we're done, we'll OL, we'll stop. So it might be a little bit before Hei Nisan. And that's when we'll stop. And we'll have Chazara, and we'll have the Bechina after Pesach. Right. I have two sets of plane rides. I'm also going for Shabbos at Rabbi Einhorn's shul the weekend before Yom Ha'atzma'ut. So that I hope to grade the bechinas then. I'm having time to grade those bechinas, or even already on this trip. And so we'll have to figure out when we're going to start shul. Right after. That's a week. No, we'll probably start, and then. Probably won't even affect our learning schedule. I'm just going for a weekend. This trip is going to affect our learning. Tov? Okay, is that good in terms of scheduling? So I would imagine there's basically three more shiur. Tuesday of next week, Thursday, and Monday. That's my sense. Maybe we'll do Monday and Thursday. We'll play by ear. Okay, and during this week, I would encourage you already to start Chazara. For those of you who want the Bechina before Pesach, I'll try to get it ready for Pesach.
And the Bechina will start from
wherever we left off. I think we did not hit to Malabim. The Bechina was start with Lush. Lush official. So we'll start with Malabim next session. Again, the role of the Bechina is just for is Chazara. Whoever's learning well is learning well. That's the most important thing.
I will be trying to get up this year that I have been slacking to get up. Yeah.